Teacher is not a teacher. The great teacher is a coach, a motivator, a mentor, and inspires their students.
Fruta de la máxima calidad, sabor, dulzor, en su punto de maduración. Fruta cada día en tu oficina. Frutality patrocina este programa. Frutality.es. Entra ahora y te enviamos el primer pedido gratis. Frutality.es. Ahora en Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Jessica and Kutsi. How are you, ladies?
Excited.
Well, I'm excited too because we're live, and so we're going to learn some English. And if we're not going to learn, we're going to practice. And if stuff is easy, we're going to work on our pronunciation. So there's lots of stuff to do. And the first thing that we're going to do, as always, is our one and only Twitter question, which is about vocab today. I hope we can do a lot of vocab exercises today. Let's see if we have enough time. So the first one is, how do you say bañera in English? How do you say bañera in English? Do you girls remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, what?
I do.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Yes, I do, or yes, we do. Very good. And while you guys out there are thinking how you say bañera in English and are slowly but surely getting on Twitter at English_clock to answer the question, we are going to do question mix number 79, which goes like this. Are there any lawyers in your family?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Do you go on Facebook? Did you go on Facebook yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Are there a lot of people or only a few people at an Adele concert?
There are a lot of people at an Adele's concert.
Adele concert.
There are a lot of people at an Adele concert.
That's it. Very good. At a Madonna concert, at a Bon Jovi concert, at a Rolling Stones concert, or at Adele's concert. Very good. I don't have a skateboard. And you?
Me neither.
What is a skateboard?
Un skate. Un patinete.
That's right. Very good. So I don't have a skateboard. And you?
No, me neither.
Or?
I don't have a skateboard either.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I.
Very good. Will you sign up for salsa classes?
Well, yes, I will.
All right. Very good. And how much money is there in my pocket if I have 2 €50 bills?
You have...
How much money is there in my pocket?
There is 100 euros in your pocket.
Very good. And is Barcelona farther than Madrid? Is Barcelona farther than Paris from Madrid?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is? Barcelona?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Very good. And were you at the gym yesterday?
No, I didn't. I wasn't.
Ask me if I was at the gym yesterday.
Were you at the gym yesterday?
No, I wasn't. Ask me where I was yesterday.
Where were you yesterday?
Well, let me tell you a story. Yesterday, I participated in a paddle contest. So Vaughn participated in a paddle contest that is celebrated. It started last week and it's finishing this weekend here on Cayorense. And so I played with my dear friend and colleague Enrique from the bookshop. And we both really like paddle, but the last time we played was like 2 years ago.
Like
and
me.
We're not bad, you know. We're pretty, you know, pretty good.
Yes.
Good-ish. Decent, you know. So we, you know, we warmed up, and then these two people came, the people who we were playing against, And he was this really tall dude. He must have been like 2 meters. And so was she. She was quite tall as well. And you could just see by the way they were dressed that they were
professional
players. I mean, not super, super professional, but that they had a certain, you know, way of integrating paddle into their lives. Like, she was playing every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, yo solamente juego los sábados. Y yo, bueno, pues yo solamente juego cada dos años. Thinking to myself, I'm like, how are we going to win? So in the end, of course, we lost. We lost 6-1 and 6-0. 6-0. So that was a little bit embarrassing. We still had fun. But why am I telling you the story? Because I hurt my back. Me hice daño en la espalda. So I'm a bit, and that, no sé por qué te lo cuento. Anyway, yes. Because you didn't go to the gym. I didn't go to the gym, but I did hurt my back, doing sports yesterday. Anyways, did you eat curry yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Can you write with your feet?
No, I can't.
Very good. Debbie is 32. Her daughter is 10. How old was Debbie when her daughter was born?
Debbie was 22 when her daughter was born.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Malta?
People from Malta are Maltese.
Very good. And do you know what the capital of Malta is? Wait, what am I asking her?
You are asking her what's...
No. Do you know what the capital of Malta is? What am I asking her?
You are asking her... What?
What am I asking you?
You're asking me if I know...
If she knows.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. If I know what the capital of Malta is.
Very good. And do you?
I think so.
What is it?
Valletta?
Valletta. Okay. Valletta is the capital.
I wasn't sure. Valletta is the capital of Malta.
Of Malta. Very good. And is Malta a big or a small country?
It's an, a small country.
Why an small country?
An small...
Say a small...
Small.
A small.
Small.
A small.
Small.
You're saying small. I need you to say a small.
A small.
A small country.
A small country.
That's right. It rolls off the tongue much easier than saying an small country.
Yeah.
A small country.
A small country.
A spicy soup.
Spicy soup.
A spicy soup.
A spicy soup.
Una sopa picante. Un país pequeño. A stubborn student. Say it.
Stubborn.
A stubborn student.
Stubborn.
A stubborn student.
Stubborn. Stubborn student.
Student. Una cosa es meterle una E antes de una palabra que empieza por S y sigue una consonante como small, como spicy, como Spain, como student, en vez de decir small, spicy, student. But if there is an article como a big country, a small country, tienes que decirlo. So Malta is a small country. It's, you don't say it's a small country. You say it's a small country.
Small country.
It's a small country.
It's a small country.
Now you have it. Very good. All right. And did you go to Malta last year?
No, I didn't.
Will you go to Malta this year?
No, I won't.
Very good. And do you know how often we blink per minute? Do you know how often?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you?
Yes, I do.
How much? How many times?
20 times. We blink 20 times per minute.
Per minute. Very good. 15 to 29 times per minute. So you guys out there can actually, if you're not driving, for example, because obviously when you're driving, you have to focus on something else. You can count that, but it's about 15 to 20 minutes, unless you get something in your eye and then you start blinking like crazy. Then of course you blink more. And, was there an important meeting yesterday?
No, there wasn't.
Very good. Did you wash the dishes yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Are you going to go sailing soon?
No, I'm not.
Did you travel to Germany 2 years ago?
No, I didn't.
Is there a bench in this room?
There isn't. No,
no,
there isn't.
No, there isn't. Very good. How many train stations are there in a Monopoly game?
There are four. Okay, there are four train stations in the Monopoly
game.
Game.
Very good. And is Selena Gomez older than Britney Spears?
No, she isn't.
Give me the full answer.
Selena Gomez isn't
isn't older?
Isn't older than
Britney?
Britney Spears.
Again.
Selena Gomez isn't older than Britney Spears.
Very good. Which means?
That Britney Spears is older than Selena Gomez.
Which means?
That Selena Gomez isn't as old.
Is?
Is?
Yes, is.
Is older, no. younger than Britney Spears.
Than Britney Spears, which means?
That Selena Gomez isn't as old as Britney Spears.
Which means?
That Britney Spears isn't as young as Selena Gomez.
Very good. Young.
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 That's young.
Young.
That's it. Very good. All right. And do you know how to make moisturizing cream?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you know how to take measurements for a dress?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, okay. Thank you.
Do you have more tools or fewer tools than your dad?
I have more tools than my dad.
Very good. And now this is a complicated question. Can you pat yourself on the head with one hand and make circles on your tummy with another hand at the same time? Look at Jessica, what she's doing.
Yes.
That's a weird pat. That's a weird pat. What am I asking her?
You're asking her if she can pat her head.
Herself?
Herself on her head.
On the head?
Mm-hmm. On the head while...
With
her left hand.
Well, left or right, I have no preference
while
there.
While... making circles on her tummy.
With?
The other hand.
With the other hand. Very good. Can you?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Es que tendríais que estar aquí. Esta película. El cuchi lamiéndose el codo la semana pasada. Y ahora intentando darse golpes contra la cabeza y haciendo círculos. That's a very, very complicated thing to do. You need a lot of concentration. So no, you can't do it. Fracaso total. Anyways, what is Adam to Kate if Kate is Adam's cousin?
Kate is...
What is Adam to Kate?
Adam is... Kate's cousin.
Yeah, he's her cousin. Very good. And did you go to bed late yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And will you go to the dentist if you have a cavity?
Yes, I will.
What is a cavity?
When your teeth is bad. And
when your teeth is or are?
Are bad and you have a hole.
That's right. It's a hole. It's a hole. That's the cavity. Very good. And is Malta, going back to Malta, I don't know why, is Malta bigger than Spain?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Give me the full answer.
Malta isn't as big as Spain.
Isn't bigger?
Isn't bigger than Spain.
Which means?
That Spain is bigger than Malta.
Which means?
That Malta is smaller than Spain.
Which means?
That Malta isn't as big as Spain.
Which means?
That Malta isn't as small as Spain. As big as Spain.
That's what she just said. So
Spain isn't as small as Malta.
Very good. And is there going to be a massive water fight in Vallecas on Sunday?
No, there isn't.
Very good. And are you listening to yourself or are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Very good. And who likes to fight, you or me?
Neither of us likes to fight.
Very good. And are you going to daydream later?
No, I'm not.
You don't daydream?
No.
No?
Sueños de día?
Yes.
No, not really.
I literally daydream every time where I get a second. I daydream.
Yes.
Yeah. When I go on my way somewhere, like on my way home. Obviously, you start planning, and then you're like, what would I do if I won the lottery? Or next vacation, what am I going to do? And you just start. Some people call it thinking.
Yes, yes.
Some people call it daydreaming.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Pensar en... Sí. In Polish, we would say, en las almendras azules. Weird saying. Anyways, how often do you argue with people?
I argue with people every day.
But you said you don't like to fight.
Well, it's not the same to fight than to argue.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
yes, it is.
All the same? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If you have an argument, you argue with someone. You fight.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a conversation.
I thought it was stronger to fight than to argue.
I mean, to fight can be physical as well.
Okay.
But I had a fight with my boyfriend yesterday. Okay. That doesn't mean que hacemos peleado, nos hemos subido a un ring de kickboxing y nos hemos liado a hostias. No. Of course, that's not what it means. We had a fight. Is we were arguing. I said, I don't, no me gusta esa cocina. Pues a mí sí. Pues no voy a poner los platos ahí. Pues yo sí. That's a fight, you know? Okay. Obviously, when you talk about people fighting, unless it's like, I don't know, UFC or kickboxing or boxing, that's a physical fight. But when you refer to I had a fight with my best friend, or I had a fight with my husband, or with my daughter, or my son, or with my mother, or whatever, it's to essentially it's to argue. Okay. It's to have an argument. It's not a physical, obviously. Okay. I hope that I made that clear. Anyways,
I usually argue with people every day.
All right, very good. And do you prefer an argument or a discussion?
I prefer discussion.
Very good. See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
An argument?
Yeah, I know. Discussion and argument, but fight and argue is like...
You could argue that it's fit because it has the physical meaning and the non-physical meaning. You could say it's. But for me, I had a fight or I argued with my best friend is the exact same thing. Is algebra more complicated than trigonometry?
No, algebra isn't as difficult.
Is algebra more complicated than trigonometry?
No, algebra isn't
more
difficult, complicated than trigonometry.
Very good. So algebra, we know that algebra isn't more complicated than trigonometry. And because we know it's not more complicated, it means algebra is
easier than trigonometry.
Very good. And which means?
That algebra...
The trigonometry
isn't as difficult as algebra. No, isn't as easier... As easy as algebra.
Very good. Bueno, lo dejamos ahí. What is Jackson to Sally if Sally is Jackson's aunt? Porque me he liado yo, no por ti. So what is Jackson to Sally if Sally is Jackson's aunt?
Jackson is...
Jackson or Sally?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Is Sally's nephew.
Nephew. Very good. All right. We're going to do we're going to do vocabulary booklet number 2. And we're going to do list number 11. We're going to review that one. Goes like this. Adecuado.
Appropriate.
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 Or...
Adequate?
No. Adequate.
Okay. Adequate.
Very good. De todos modos.
Anyway.
Yes. Aspecto, apariencia.
Appearance.
Very good. Detrás de.
Behind.
Yes. Techo.
Ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Multitud o muchedumbre.
Crowd.
Very good. Barato.
Cheap.
Or?
Economical.
Economical. If you say something is cheap,
it's
cutre. It's como negativo.
Low quality.
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, honestly, I didn't make this distinction until Richard Vaughn told me about it. He's like, well, if you call something cheap, it lacks quality as well. But if I say, but then with my friends, for example, and it's actually a very common thing. I don't know if it happens to you. You wear something that you got, I don't know, at whatever store, and somebody says to you, ay, qué pantalón tan bonito. Ah, pues lo he comprado por 5 euros. Sí. Everybody does that. Why? Why can't we just say thank you? Yeah. Why do we have to justify the fact that it was really...
Because I like to show off that I have a good smell for bargains.
Okay. See, I was told not to do it. A friend of mine said to me, if somebody compliments you on the way you look... What they don't want to say either that you look like you're wearing economical clothes or that you have a sense of, you know, for bargain. They say that you look good in something.
Yeah.
So the natural thing would be to say thank you and not being, ah, pues lo compré. You know what I mean? Anyways, so going back to cheap and economical, I would still say, oh, the car was a bargain, or it was quite cheap. Para suavizarlo un poco, it was quite cheap. I personally wouldn't say, the bag or the perfume or whatever was very economical. I personally wouldn't say that. But then again, I had the conversation with two friends of mine. I teach stuff that I would personally use. Obviously, there are words, you know, like economical that you have to know. But I personally don't use it in my everyday language. I use cheap.
Mm-hmm. Cheap or economical?
Cheap or economical. Yeah. Or it was quite cheap. It was actually, it wasn't really expensive. Or I will use that. Anyways, cifras.
Figures.
Figures, very good. Fresco.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Día festivo.
Holiday.
Yes, no tiene sentido.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Very good. Olvídalo.
Never mind.
Never mind. Very good. Tubo, tubería.
Pipe.
Pipe, very good. Propósito.
Proposal.
Mm-mm. Propósito. El propósito de un lápiz es escribir.
Purpose.
The purpose. Very good. Horario o programa.
Es que
no me acuerdo.
Schedule.
That's it. Very good. Tema.
Subject.
Very good. Avanzar.
To advance.
Yes. Pedir perdón.
To apologize.
To apologize. Very good. Estar seguro de.
To be sure of.
To be sure of. Very good. Aclarar.
To clarify.
To clarify or to.
Clear up.
To clear up. Very good. Desarrollar.
To envelop.
To?
Develop.
To develop. Again?
To develop.
Very good. Rellenar impresos.
To fill in or to fill out.
Both are correct. Darse prisa.
To hurry.
Very good. Organizar.
To organize.
Yes. And both.
Voice.
Because voice is
chicos.
Voice con la v bien pronunciada. Voice es la voz. Voice with a B is chicos, los chicos. All right, we're going to go to the basics and we're going to do bank accounts. Let's take a look at block number 4. I think it's on page 35 in the English O'Clock book. So you can go to your English O'Clock book, open it, and read the bank accounts with us. Now, this exercise looks very easy because we have a bank account, we have a sum, and we have to say that there is this and this much money in account number 13, 30, 99, etc. Okay, so it's quite simple. Two difficulties. The first one is to say the numbers correctly. Where to place an and, where not to place it, where to say the currency, link the currency to the last number, etc. That's one difficulty. And the other difficulty is to say it fluently. Not to sound robotic, not to make pauses where there naturally wouldn't be any. Okay, so how much money is there in account number 13? Kutzi.
In the box 13? No, how do you say?
You start with the sum.
Okay.
So there is?
There is 175.
Block number 4. The block, yes. Okay. So, how much money is there in account number 13?
There is 13.
Say it again.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
There is 13 euros.
Where are you?
I don't know.
In the number account.
Okay.
Yes. So, how much money is there in account number 13?
There is 534,864 euros in the number 13.
In account number 13. Very good. Now, some of you, because the account number is on the left side and the sum is on the right side, you may say, in account number 13, there is 534,864 euros. It doesn't sound good. It sounds much better to start with there is, and then say where something is. There is 534,864,000 euros in account number 13. How much money is there in account number 30? Jessica?
There is 459,087.
No, 87.
$87 in account number 30.
Very good. There is 459,087 dollars in account number 30. Very good. How much money is there in account number 99? Kutsi?
There is 700.
There is. You're saying there is very strange today. There is?
There is 762,274 euros.
Pégame la euros más cerca a la cuatro. Start again.
There is? There is 762,274 euros.
Mm-hmm.
In the account
number?
Number 99.
99. Very good. How much money is there in account number 87? Jessica?
There is 903,444 pounds in account number 87.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 65?
There is 1,300,000. 1,342,679
dollars. You're saying dollars. I need you to say dollars.
Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
In account number 65.
Very good. There is $1,342,679 in account number 65. How much money is there in account number 24, Jessica?
There is $8,753,186 in account number 24.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 49? We will find out right after the break. So don't you guys go anywhere, because Kuti, I think, needs a little bit of a break to take a look at this very long number. So stay tuned. Don't you guys go anywhere. See you in a bit.
Libro recomendado. Relatos apasionantes de la historia de España en inglés a través de los ojos de 40 personajes españoles cruciales en la narración del tiempo. Trajano, Pizarro, Santa Teresa de Jesús o Manuel Azaña presentan las dificultades, intrigas y luchas de sus tiempos de una manera sencilla, interesante y entretenida. Además de gramática, trucos de pronunciación, modismos, preguntas de comprensión lectora, ejercicios de vocabulario y una lista de traducción. El libro contiene audio descargable en MP3. Ya a la venta en tu librería habitual, en tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Ahora envío gratis. Spaniards, un paseo por la historia de España en inglés, por Guy Williams.
Hello, welcome back. The Cursos Trimestrales. Every month you can start a curso trimestral. You can start at the beginning of October. You can start at the beginning of November. You can start at the beginning of December and do a trimester course, which are small groups, usually about 5 people, and outstanding teachers that put you to work. Ah, yes. Imagina que todos tenemos 20 kilos de peso. Y que vamos a una clase de aerobics. Y a una chica, la profesora de aerobics, ¿qué queremos de ella? Pues que nos machaque vivo. Eso es lo que hacemos los profesores aquí. Te vamos a machacar vivo. Con el inglés y hacer que realmente poner una columna vertebral y unas vértebras muy fuertes en tu inglés. Los cursos trimestrales. So, check us out. Think about it. I recommend it.
Libro recomendado. Ya está aquí la Agenda Vaughan, con la que aprenderás cada día con su contenido en inglés en píldoras cómodas y fáciles de aprender. Bueno, eso y que podrás recordar la reunión de mañana, la cita del médico y todo lo que necesites anotar para no olvidarte de nada con la Agenda Vaughan 2019. Ya a la venta en tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Ahora envío gratis. Infórmate.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Libro recomendado. Ya tienes disponible el libro de este programa, English O'Clock. Con este libro vamos a ayudarte a pulir los conceptos más importantes del idioma, guiándote hacia un consolidado nivel de inglés. En este libro encontrarás todos los ejercicios que se tratan en el programa y podrás realizarlos tú mismo, igual que lo hacen las
víctimas. Además, escuchando el programa, también te darás cuenta de los errores que cometen los alumnos. Podréis trabajar vuestra pronunciación, ampliar vocabulario y ganar agilidad con el idioma. El programa English O'Clock está orientado al aprendizaje de los conceptos claves del idioma, el repaso de elementos básicos y estructuras imprescindibles para dominar el inglés de una vez por todas. Por fin tienes el material para seguir el programa cada día. English O'Clock, tu libro, pídelo en Delegaciones Vaughan, en sus tiendas o en la sección de tienda de grupovaughan.com. La nueva tienda de Vaughan en Madrid te ofrece este programa. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. ¿Qué me ha salido ahí un gallo? Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were looking at our more than full bank accounts. And Kuti was just going to tell us how much money there is in account number 49. So how much money is there in account number 49?
There is 6,767,676
pounds
in account 49.
In account number 49. Very good. In account number 49. Very good. How much money is there in account number 97?
There is 9,999,191 euros in account number 98.
Euros in account number 97. Very good. How much money is there in account number 75?
There is 632,745 pounds. In account number 75.
Very good. There is 632,745 pounds in account number 75. Very good. And the last one, how much money is there in account number 53?
There is 538,187 dollars in account number 53.
In account number 53. Very good, very good. Now we're going to take a look at drill number 103, sentences 31 to 40, and it's about whether you do both or whether you don't do either. Okay, so do you prefer lying or cheating? Kuti, do you prefer lying or cheating?
What is cheating?
To cheat is engañar.
I prefer cheat. No, okay. I don't prefer
all right,
either.
I'm not asking if you prefer vanilla or chocolate.
I had to choose in one of them.
But cheating is essentially lying.
No, it's not the same.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If I cheat on my boyfriend, then I'm essentially lying to him that I'm, you know, being faithful. Okay. Or if I cheat playing moose and I say, pues, en vida grande, you know, and I have dos pitos y un caballo y un whatever, then I'm obviously cheating, which is also like. Anyway, so do you prefer lying or cheating?
I don't prefer either.
Very good. Do you prefer to be late or to be sorry?
I prefer to be sorry.
Okay, very good. And do you prefer washing the dishes or doing the laundry?
I prefer do either.
I don't prefer either. I don't prefer either because one is washing and one is doing.
Yeah.
So you're not doing the dishes, you're washing the dishes. And if we have two different verbs, recorrimos, I don't. I do. Do you read children's books or books about politics?
I don't read either.
Very good. Now, for you guys out there, people who want to learn English, and if you pick up a novel any novel written in English and it's too difficult for you, let me give you one piece of advice. Pick up a children's book. Reading a children's book in another language, like you guys, for example, you could read Narnia, The Chronicles of Narnia, which is, there are books for, I don't know if you guys know them, mm-hmm. Las Crónicas de Narnia. They are books for young teenagers or kids. So the language isn't super, super simplified, but it's still a lot easier to read than a novel that adults would normally read. So pick up a book for kids and make that your first read. But because not only is the language, what it talks about is easier, but also you relive, you know, children's stories, which is a lot of fun. And I remember when I studied education, I had to read a lot of children's books. And I remember that time of at university that was absolutely amazing because precisely I got to know a lot of children's books that were absolutely fantastic, you know, so I recommend that to you. Anyways, do you read novels or comics?
I read novels.
Very good. Do you read science fiction novels or poetry?
I don't read either.
Very good. Do you understand Hebrew or Esperanto?
I don't understand either.
Very good. Do you watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
I watch How I Met Your Mother.
Very good. Do you watch game shows or do you watch gossip shows?
Sorry?
Do you watch game shows or do you watch gossip shows?
I don't watch either.
You don't watch game shows?
Game shows, no.
No?
Game shows.
Yes,
okay. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes.
What about you?
Pasa palabra.
Pasa la cabra. Very good. Do you wear a kimono or a tracksuit?
I don't wear either.
Very good. I don't wear either. Now, I was going to do the drill with... Yeah, we're going to do it. Tell me to switch off the light.
Switch out the light.
Tell me to switch off.
Switch off the light.
Very good. There are two verbs. Switch off, which is apagar, or switch on, which is encender. There is a synonym, turn on or turn off, which is the same. But I want to practice switch, because switch is a lot more difficult to pronounce. All right? So tell me to switch off the light.
Switch off the light.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to switch off the light.
Again?
She's telling you to switch off the...
Switch.
Switch. She is telling you to switch off the light.
Very good. So what am I going to do?
You are going to switch off the light.
So what will I do?
You will switch off the light.
So what am I about to do?
You are about to switch off the light.
What am I doing?
You are switching off the light.
What was I doing?
You were switching off the light.
Very good. Tell me to switch it back on.
Switch it back on.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to switch it back on.
So what am I going to do?
You are going to switch it back on.
So what will I do?
You will switch it back on.
So what am I about to do?
You are about to switch it back on.
What am I doing?
You are switching it back on.
Very good. What was I doing?
You were switching it back on.
You were switching it back on. Very good. Tell me to switch it back off again.
Switch it back off again.
What?
Switch it back off again.
Switch it back off again. Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to switch it back off again.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to switch it back off again.
Very good. So what will I do?
You will switch it back off again.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You are about to switch it back off again.
What am I doing?
You are switching it back off again.
Very good. What was I doing?
You were switching it back off again.
Very good. Tell me to switch it back on again.
Switch it back on again.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to She's telling you to switch it back on again.
Very good. So what do you want me to do?
I want you to switch it back on again.
What am I going to do?
You are going to switch it back on again.
What will I do?
You will switch it back on again.
What am I about to do?
You are about to switch it back on again.
What am I doing?
You are switching it back on again.
What was I doing?
You were switching it back on again.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's take a look at the drill number 123. And we're going to look at sentences 21 to 30. Okay. Essentially, it's questions with more and less or fewer. Okay. So I just need you to answer the sentence and see what you make of it. So is there more or less furniture in your house than in a department store?
There is less furniture in my house than in a department store.
So there is more?
More furniture in a store.
In a department store.
In a department store than in her house.
Than in her house. Very good. Are there more or fewer books in my house than in a bookshop?
There are fewer books in your house than in a bookstore.
Very good. Which means?
That there are more books in a bookshop than in your house.
Very good. Is there more or less food in the supermarket than in my house?
There is more food in a supermarket than in your house.
Which means?
That there is less food in your house than in a supermarket.
Very good. Are there more problems or fewer problems in a big company than in a small company? Are there more problems or fewer problems in a big company than in a small company?
There are more problems in a big company than in a small company.
Very good. Which means?
There are fewer problems in a small company than in a big company.
Very good. Is there more or less sand in the desert than in the forest?
There is more sand in a desert than in a forest.
Which means?
There is less sand in the forest than in a desert.
Very good. Is there more or less ice cream in summer than in winter?
There is more ice cream in summer than in winter.
Which means?
That there is less ice cream in winter than in summer.
Very good. Are there more or fewer bottles in a bar than in this office?
There are more bottles in a supermarket.
In a bar?
In a bar than in this office.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that there are fewer bottles in the office than in a bar.
In a bar, very good. Is there more or less rain here than in England?
There is
more or less rain here than in England?
Less rain here than in England.
Which means?
That there is more rain in England than here.
Very good. Are there more or fewer students here than in school?
There are fewer students here than in school.
In a school.
In a school.
Very good. Which means?
There are more students in a school than here.
Mm-hmm. And is there more or less information now than 20 years ago?
There is more information now than 20 years ago.
Very good. Which means?
That there were less.
There
was less information 20 years ago than now.
Than now. All right. Very good. Let's take a look at translation booklet number 18, number 2. Not number 18. Translation booklet number 2, but list number 18. And it goes 18 or 19. I actually don't know. Did we do El olvida las cosas fácilmente?
No.
We didn't do it. Are you sure?
Maybe yesterday.
How did
Se enfada cuando pierde?
No.
¿Pierde a menudo?
No.
¿Dice que lo piensa?
No.
Bueno, vale, pues nada. Vamos a hacer la 18. All right. So translation is number 18. El olvida las cosas fácilmente.
He forgets things easily.
Yes, se enfada cuando pierde.
He gets mad when he loses.
Yes, or he gets angry when he loses. ¿Pierde a menudo?
Does he lose often?
Does he often lose?
Does he often lose?
Dice lo que piensa.
He says what he thinks.
Yes, cree que estamos locos.
He thinks we are crazy.
Yes, tiene razón.
Is he right?
Yes, quién sabe.
Who knows?
Solo Dios sabe.
Only God knows.
Yes, ¿cuántos idiomas habla él?
How many languages does he speak?
Yes, ¿qué dice él cuando te ve?
What does he say when he sees you?
Mm-hmm. No dice nada.
He doesn't say anything.
Él siempre se cae cuando viene aquí.
He always falls down?
Falls over.
He always falls over when he comes here.
Mm-hmm. ¿Con qué frecuencia viene aquí?
How often does he come here?
Yes, viene con demasiada frecuencia.
He comes quite often.
Demasiada.
Too often.
He comes too often. Very good. ¿Por qué viene tan frecuentemente?
Why does he come so often?
Why does he come so often? Very good. ¿Por qué le gusta?
Because he likes to.
Mm-hmm. ¿Os deja trabajar?
Does he let you work?
Yes. Por supuesto que nos deja trabajar.
Of course he does.
Of course. He does, or of course, he lets...
Let you.
Lets
you
us...
Do it.
Work.
Do.
Of course work. He lets us work.
Okay.
Repeat.
Can you repeat the sentence?
Por supuesto que nos deja trabajar.
Of course, he lets us work.
Yes. Por supuesto que sí, would be of course he does.
Okay.
¿Os deja descansar de vez en cuando?
Does he let you rest from time to time?
Yes. Esa es otra cuestión.
That's another thing matter.
Matter. That's another matter. Very good. Es que sigo pensando que lo hemos hecho.
No.
¿Se queda aquí cuando hay problemas?
Does he stay here when there are problems?
Yes. No le gusta quedarse aquí.
He doesn't like to stay here.
Prefiere mandar a un ayudante.
He prefers to lend an assistant.
You said lend.
Okay.
Prestar. He prefers to send an assistant.
To send an assistant.
Very good. ¿Os trata bien?
Does he treat you well?
Yes. Nos trata como a todo el mundo.
He treats us like another...
Like everyone?
Like everyone else.
Yes, he treats us like everyone else. All right. Very good. Very good. Now we're going to do the vocab quiz first, and then we see how much time we have for transforming there are fewer or there is less into a negative sentence with as many as or as much as. So, what do you call the sign that goes before the domain in your email address? What do you call the sign that goes before the domain in your email address, Jessica?
At.
Very good. Jessica has just started making a competition out of this. So 1 point for Jessica. Question number two. What do you call the line that is often part of an email address? What do you call the line that is often part of an email address? And it's, you know... What do you call it?
Hyphen.
That's not the one I wanted. I wanted...
Square.
A
square?
A square, no.
Underscore.
Very good. Question number three. What do you call the line that joins two words together?
Square.
No.
Hyphen.
Hyphen. Very good. 3-0. What would you call clothes you wear at night that are very comfortable? What would you call clothes that you wear at night that are very comfortable?
Pyjama.
Yeah, but what kind of pyjama?
Nighty.
No, that's not very comfortable. At least not for me.
Gown?
Pyjama is correct, but what kind of pyjama?
So one point, please.
Half a point. Correct. I give you half a point.
Sweet is...
No, it's not sweet. It's a word... That describes something como muy
cozy.
What?
So cozy.
But I need the two words together.
Cozy pyjamas.
Sorry, Gucci. Cozy pyjamas goes to Jessica. What's the musical instrument angels often play in pictures?
Lyre?
No.
Violin.
Harp.
The harp. What did you say?
The violin.
I can't picture an angel playing the violin. Well, sometimes, I guess.
Half a point for Kutsi.
All right, half a point for Kutsi, for creativity.
Poor Kutsi.
How do you say cortar el césped in English?
To cut the grass.
No.
To mow the lawn.
To mow the lawn. Oh. To cut the grass, cortar el césped, no. Mow the lawn. All right, what do you call the part of a property that joins the street with a garage?
Driveway.
Driveway. Yes. Very good. What do you call the recipient you drink your coffee from in the mornings?
Mug.
Very good. 2 points for Gucci. Very good. What do you call a piece of bread?
A piece of bread.
But no.
Slice.
Very good. It's not a slice, it's slice. A slice, una lonza. And what do you do when you don't have to wake up at a specific time in the morning?
Sleeping.
Yes, very good. Siete.
Siete tres.
Siete tres. All right, we do have enough time to go through exercise or drill number 124. And we're going to do sentences 1 to 10. Okay, so there are fewer. I'm going to give you sentences with there are fewer or there is less. And you have to transform them. Actually, we're only going to look at there are fewer. Okay, and those you have to transform into sentences with there aren't as many. Okay, so there are fewer actors in Poland than in the U.S. Kucy.
There are less.
There aren't.
I didn't understand.
There are fewer actors in Poland than in the U.S. Yes. So I need you to transform that sentence into the negative without changing the meaning.
There are fewer.
Yeah, but a negative. There aren't as many actors in Poland.
In Poland than in
as?
The U.S. As in the U.S.
Again.
There aren't as
many actors in many, Poland?
There aren't as many actors in Poland than as
start
in
again,
the,
start again, start again.
There aren't as many actors in Poland as in the U.S.
As in the U.S. Very good. There are fewer animals in the zoo than in the wild.
There aren't as many animals in the zoo as in the wild.
Very good. There are fewer bike lanes in Madrid than in Hamburg.
There aren't as many bicycles.
Bike lanes. What are bike lanes?
Bike lanes. No, it's not bicycle.
No, but bicycle. Bicycle is bicycle. Bike lane is bike lane. But what is bike lane?
Something.
What
similar.
Is a lane?
Lane.
What is a lane?
Ah, patines.
No. Como carriles.
Carriles. So bike lane obviously is. Carril
bici.
Very good. So bike lane is un carril bici. So there are fewer bike lanes in Madrid than in Hamburg.
There aren't as no.
Yes.
As fewer
as many
as many bike lanes in Hamburg
in Madrid
as in Hamburg.
All right. There are fewer bikes in the country than in the city.
There aren't as many bikes in the country as in the city.
Very good. There are fewer bikes on the streets in winter than in summer.
There aren't as many few
as many bikes?
Bikes on where?
On the streets.
On the street.
In winter?
In winter as in summer.
All right. Very good. There are fewer fully booked hotels in winter than in summer.
There aren't as many fully booked hotels in winter as in summer.
Very good. There are fewer books in my house than in the bookshop.
There aren't as many books in your house as in a store shop.
As in a store shop?
As in a shop.
As in the bookshop.
Bookshop.
As in the bookshop. Very good. There are fewer briefcases in the school than in an office.
There aren't as many briefcases at school.
In a school?
In school.
In a school?
In school.
In a school.
Okay. There aren't as many briefcases in a school.
In a school. Mm-hmm.
As in an office.
Very good. There are fewer camels in Ireland than in Egypt.
There aren't as many camels.
There aren't as many.
As many camels in where?
Ireland.
As in
Egypt. Very good. There aren't as many camels in Ireland as in Egypt. If you take a look at the first sentence, there are fewer camels in Ireland than in Egypt. That's the first sentence, which is affirmative. And it states que hay menos camellos en Irlanda que en Egipto, lógicamente. Now, in the English sentence, in negative, you just cancel out are fewer and insert aren't as many as. El resto de la frase se queda igual. No hay que intercambiar Egipto e Irlanda. Esa parte se queda igual. So there are fewer camels in Ireland than in Egypt turns to there aren't as many camels in Ireland as in Egypt. And you just mouthed then into the microphone, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the most difficult part about it. If you say as, you have to end with an as because it's as many as. Even though se despliega un poco y está un poco más allá en, hacia el final de la frase, you still have to say it. It's not as many then. It's as many as or as much as. Okay. So the last one. There are fewer candles on his cake than on mine.
There aren't as many candles in my
on
my cake.
On his cake.
On his cake as in mine.
On mine.
As on mine.
Repeat.
There aren't as many candles on my cake as
in, on his cake.
On his cake as on my cake.
On mine.
On mine.
Again.
There aren't as many candles on his cake as on mine.
All right. Very good. There aren't as many candles on his cake as on mine. As on mine. Very good. We still have a little bit of time, so I'm going to rush through to page number 195 from the English O'Clock book, and we're going to do a very, very quick, no, actually 194. We're going to do a very, very short answer drill. So, are you going to visit Romania next year, Kutsi?
No, I'm not.
Will you buy a travel guide for Romania if you go?
Sorry?
Will you buy
a
travel
guide?
No, very good. Do you like Romanian food?
Yes, I do.
Can you speak Romanian?
No, I can't.
Do you know what the capital of Romania is?
Yes, I do.
Is Romania in the south of Europe?
Yes, it is.
Do you live in Barcelona?
No, I don't.
Is Barcelona a beautiful city?
Yes, it is.
Are you going to go back to Barcelona this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Will you send me a letter from Barcelona?
Yes, I will.
All right, very good. Now, what was the Twitter question? The Twitter question was how you say bañera in English. And how do you say bañera in English?
Bathtub.
Bathtub, very good. Bathtub is the word that I wanted. Bath, as it is I'm going to take a bath. Me voy a bañar. But bathtub is the recipient en el que te metes para tomarte un baño. Anyway, so fantastic job to those who knew. Now I have it. Thank you, ladies, for being here with me. You guys out there, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic afternoon. And we see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
El líder en fruta en la oficina, Frutality.es, te ha ofrecido este programa. Entra ahora y te enviamos el primer pedido gratis, Frutality.es.
¿Tres meses y luego? ¡Pum! ¡Ya está! ¡Qué fácil! Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo tres meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. GrupoVaughan.com.
Laura, ¿crees que tienes una actitud comprometida con el inglés? Pues yo creo que no. Yo creo que eres una escuchona. Te encanta escuchar a Richard Vaughan machacar a sus alumnos, a ver sudar a los demás. Pero tú, tú no te atreves a exponerte a semejante batería constante de preguntas. Tú no te atreves a medirte con un profesor tan exigente. No, tú prefieres arrinconarte en tu zona de confort, a salvo de las exigencias de un profesor Vaughan, ¿verdad? ¿O me equivoco? Si de verdad eres una valiente, ponte a